Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Coming up, Prime Minister declares Denham Town Jamaica's second zone of special operations, gives assessment of Mount Salem zone of special operations, and endorses bill to remove national heroes from criminal liability. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has called on residents within the Denham Town Zone of Special Operations to be positive in their interactions with the security forces. Mr. Holness was speaking at a press conference last week where he announced the declaration of Denham Town as a special zone with effect from October 17. The designation will remain in force for 60 days in the first instance. Mr. Holness says the decision was taken after careful consideration, pointing out that the area met the first order criteria for being considered and declared a zone of special operations.
And those first order criteria would be ongoing gang warfare, rampant criminality, escalating violence and murder, and a threat to rule of law. Several other communities, of course, would have been deemed as meeting the first order criteria. However, for strategic reasons, which we will not disclose and we will not deliberate on, we have decided to declare Denham Town as the second zone of operations.
Prime Minister Holness says residents in the Denham Town zone can expect to encounter curfews, checkpoints, cordon and searches, and should be prepared to provide identification. As with the Mount Salem zone of special operations, the security operations in Denham Town will be accompanied by targeted social intervention measures. In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has given an assessment of the Mount Salem Zone of Special Operations ZOSO after nearly 2 months of operations in St. James. Mr. Holness says the security forces should be commended for their work in St. James.
We acknowledge up front that there were some challenges in the first instance, like there would be in the implementation of any new piece of legislation and any such strategy that requires not just the police and the military to coordinate, but a whole of government coordination. Having said that, the challenges that we experienced with the first zone would in no way undermine the validity of the selection of the zone. And in fact, from an operational perspective, the zones would get a B+.
Mr. Holness cited the initial data error and the absence of full security deployment needed to tackle the crime situation as challenges facing the first ZOSO. In his declaration of Denham Town as the new ZOSO, the Prime Minister said most of the challenges have been worked out, adding that the data for the implementation of the new ZOSO have been thoroughly reviewed. And Jamaica is a step closer to absolving several of the country's national heroes of criminal liability for their role in various uprisings in the quest for freedom and justice. This follows passage of the National Heroes and Other Freedom Fighters Absolution from Criminal Liability in Respect of Specified Events Act 2017 in the House of Representatives last Tuesday. In his contributions to the debate, Prime Minister Andrew Holness stressed that the bill is a profound piece of legislation that will serve to correct the wrongs of that era.
In absolving our heroes, we are now saying those laws which oppressed us were wrong. By the same faith, we are saying our heroes that stood up for us and fought for us, they were right.
The legislation set to go to the upper house for approval will absolve Sam Sharp, George William Gordon, Paul Bogle, and Marcus Messiah Garvey, as well as their supporters, sympathizers, and participants by association and other freedom fighters of criminal liability, arising from their participation in acts of liberation with moral justification. That's it for this week's Jamaica House Weekly. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.